Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Well, just like that, I have an easy day ahead of me. Joe Biden gave a commencement address, and the rest is history. The show kind of just writes itself when that happens. Jared, did you know this was the most viewed commencement address of all time?
I did not, but it doesn't surprise me for the most popular president ever.
When it was happening, it wasn't as popular, but right after it ended, 4.8 million people jumped on to watch the YouTube stream. Really incredible stuff. And it makes sense why. Because the guy is unflappable. He knows how to give a speech in his own way, and he knows how to give the people what they want. If what you want is to be yelled at and told you're a dull, stupid bastard, Biden's the guy for you. So I want to go through these. I don't want to have you miss any of these moments, and we're going to break them down. If you want to weigh in at any point, if you feel we're missing something, feel free to call in 844-500-4242. But let's start from the top. Cut one.
Mayor Passaro, I want to thank you for being here.
Now, this is a common theme throughout this speech and throughout the presidency of Joe Biden, the career of Joe Biden, really. He's been working in politics for 6,000 years. Names are tough. Names are tough. And I understand this to a degree because I get very nervous when I'm speaking about getting someone's name wrong or pronouncing it wrong. But we were just discussing this in the green room, and it reminds me of, you know, when you go to either a funeral or a baptism or a wedding, and the priest at the church has a real good grasp on everyone's name. You know, they seem really confident. It can change the whole flow of the conversation. But if the priest gets somebody's name wrong, or if they don't seem like they really know the people involved and they're nervous about it, it can throw off the vibe. Joe Biden is nervous about every single one of these names he has to say. He is not confident in a one of them. And you're going to see that. Actually, let's go through some of the names here. Cut five.
I want to thank you. Cadet Styler, for speaking on behalf of your class.
Cut four.
And I brought with me a former Academy grad who now serves as my Coast Guard Millet, Lieutenant Commander Jana. Now, I'm going to embarrass her. I'm Jana McCrone of the class of 2007.
I'm not even going to try to break down what that was about. Is he going to embarrass her because he was going to say her name wrong? Was he admitting that? Or was that trying to distract us from the fact that he didn't know her name?
I'm going to go with that was a distraction.
A distraction technique? Yes. It didn't work. It did not work. All right, let's go to cut two. He's talking about environmental security. Again, this commencement speech seems like it's a really fun time. Somehow environmental security came up. Cut two.
He understands well how vital the Coast Guard is, their economic, our environmental, and our national security.
Cut three. And cut three for me, he's talking about Bo, but this is really a way of trying to save the reputation of Hunter. When you hear this cut, you'll know what I mean. Cut three.
When he went to Iraq for a year, he got the general to agree to change his name from Biden to Hunter, his mother's maiden name, because he didn't want to be viewed as having gotten any favors.
So where's Hunter? Where the hell are you, Hunter?
It does make you think of, and I'm not saying this was a good tactic or a bad tactic, but when in the second debate, when Biden kept speaking about his son, Beau, and Trump said, Trump brought up Hunter. I mean, talking about one of your kids, and I'm not, again, I'm going to say this because I'm very sensitive to this, not making light of anything at all. I think it's very tragic what happened to his son, Bo. He seemed like a really good guy. But talking about your son changing his last name so nobody knew he was a Biden, when the entire narrative around your other son was the fact that he profited off of the last name Biden. I mean, you have to know people are going to go there in their minds. Cut six.
You learn to square the corners and square your medals. Look, your meals, I should say.
You probably should, because I don't think anyone knows what square your medals mean. Maybe there's a lot of these things he's saying that we all kind of had to ask ourselves, like, is this a term, like an inside baseball type thing? We don't get it. But quick Google search shows that a lot of this stuff is just Bidenisms. They're just things he's coming up with on the run. Specifically, cut seven.
And you memorized, and this is the part I found would have been hard, memorized running lightning. I'm going to ask you all to stand up and repeat it. No, I'm only kidding.
That must be something they have to do. He doesn't.
So it's a pretty well-kept military secret because we can't find anything on running lightning.
You notice, though, Jared, he must have got thrown off by the no laugh track from the mainstream media. He doesn't even give it a beat. He just goes, no, I'm only kidding. And that's a sign that he's feeling the pressure on the speech. He's like, why aren't these people acting as well-trained as Peter Alexander? Why aren't I getting the laughs I get from Caitlin Collins? What is this? I'm making jokes. Laugh, you morons. Cut eight.
You found, through it all, you found ways to excel in the classroom and athletics.
Yeah, athletics.
Is that like analytics or?
I like the extra A. I actually do. Athletics. And of course, we might as well play this one again because this is the one that's going to get all the attention today. Cut nine.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you?
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? I just thought of it. It's like when you're on a date with someone, like a guy, and you're not yucking it up. You're like, you're so serious. You know? You're so serious. It's like, no, you're just not funny. You're just not funny. You're just not saying anything of interest for me to laugh at. Biden doesn't understand. He's like, you're really dull. Well, maybe you're really dull. Maybe we can reverse this. Maybe you're projecting, good sir. Cut 10.
I want to keep a long-standing tradition that, and here it goes. I hereby absolve all those serving restrictions of minor infractions, absolve.
Everything is so anticlimactic when you say it wrong, you know? It's like, I'm getting ready for something, and then he messes it up. It's like, Cut 11.
Now, you have no idea how much I wish I'd have been able to do that at my graduation. At my graduation. From the University of Delaware.
Wait, can I hear that one from the start again? I missed it. I caught on too late.
Now, you have no idea how much I wish I'd have been able to do that at my graduation. At my graduation. From the University of Delaware. Because I need, as we say in my faith, I needed absolution. You all think I'm kidding. I'm not.
No, we don't. we don't.
Minor infractions like using a fire extinguisher to hose down an RA. But other than that, nothing much.
Oh, so now we go back to the bad boy routine. Oh, spare us, Joe, please. Spare us. I was a rough and tumble guy. I would take you up behind the gym and punch your lights out. Oh, I can't. I was actually thinking when I started this, playing these cuts, I'm like, am I being too mean? You know, am Am I being
Joey, baby?
I'm being disrespectful. And then I thought, no, the press heaps on this stuff. So much BS that you need somebody to push back. But everything is so folksy. Everything is so predictable. So lame. Let's hear that one again. He wishes he had been absolved at his graduation. Cut 11.
Now, you have no idea how much I wish I'd have been able to do that at my graduation. At my graduation. From the University of Delaware. Because I need, as we say in my faith, I needed absolution. You all think I'm kidding. I'm not.
Pause it there for a sec. And here's why. It's interesting he should bring this up because I've been reading articles about priests who are going to not offer him communion because of his devout Catholic status. Wink, wink. I just wanted to add that in because it works in nicely with this. All right, continue.
Minor infractions like using a fire extinguisher to hose down an RA. But other than that, nothing.
Oh, we were rocking and a rolling. Times were crazy.
We played Del Paxton in the school band. We were wild in Erie, PA.
There's nothing like people who talk about how crazy they were, you know, as youngsters, that really put you to sleep. Yeah, all right, old man, we get it, you know. You were nuts. You really had the RAs shaking in their boots. Oh, God. It is so, so painful. It's not even like fake tough guy. It's fake cool guy. Oh, that was the craziest guy on campus. Give me a break. Minor infraction, no big deal. Can we get a fact check on that? You know, Glenn Kessler is so busy looking into Tim Scott's ancestry in South Carolina in the 1800s. Let's try to track down this RA. See if this story checks out. Oh my, and it's just everything he does is so phony. And you know what they'll be saying? This is Biden when he's at his most affable, when he's just shooting off the cuff, telling you how it is. Oh, anyway, well, we have more of these. So if you're enjoying this, I'm enjoying this a lot more than I thought I would be.
Next up, he does geography.
No, really? We're hitting it all today.
And geopolitics.
The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. No, you need an expert. You want someone who knows what they're doing, who knows the business, who knows the market. So when you're selling real estate, let the bidding war expert for over 45 years, sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you'll know that no money was left on the table. And I find when I talk to people, that's usually their biggest regret, is they feel like, oh, I could have made more, or, you know, did I do something wrong? You don't want to have that feeling. You want to walk away going, I got everything I possibly could. I got the best deal possible. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a JJ Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. To learn more on how to get your property sold, I'm talking residential, commercial, or land, you want to call Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. Again, it's contingency free, which is huge. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. We will be back with more and very exciting news at 2 o'clock. I will be talking to Sean Spicer, the former press secretary for President Trump, and I want to get his take on this media, because they were particularly awful to Sean Spicer.
I mean, like a spider monkey jacked up on Mountain Dew.
They were bad to Sean Spicer. They were bad to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And now they're writing about how wonderful Joe and his administration are and how the Biden administration, they don't want to be celebrities. They pick up their pails every day and they go to work. And I have a feeling Sean's going to have some thoughts on that. All right, so don't go anywhere, guys. 844-500-4242. We will continue with Joe's memory lane hits on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm so excited. If you guys are watching on any of the streams, I have a smile on my face. And it's not because of the Joe Biden cuts. It is because it is time for Grace's Goodies.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's Goodies.
Goodie, goodie.
So right now I'm going through my phone because I'm going to try to find some of my old pics from one of my favorite spots to tweet out to let people know who aren't listening, because I think this deal is going to go very fast. If you guys haven't heard of Moby Dick's restaurant in Wellfleet, you are missing out. Todd Berry joins me now. Todd, thank you so much for coming on The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, Grace. Great to talk to you today.
All right, so Todd, let's go over the basics so that people who are sitting there going, oh, I want to hop on this quickly. It is a $25 gift card. That's all you're paying, but you're getting $50 worth of value for Moby Dick's restaurant in Wellfleet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, I want to tell people about Moby Dick's. I went last summer. I've obviously had the food from you guys before, but it was the first time me and my fiance went in person, and oh my gosh, we could not get over it. I'm a huge oyster person. So is Will. He said they're the best ones he's ever had in his entire life.
Well, you, those of us down here in Wellfleet are very proud of our oysters. And with no disrespect at all for the other towns on the Cape or South Shore, we do think ours are the best.
Oh, they absolutely are. But that's not the only thing that's great about Moby Dick's. I mean, the key lime pie, all of the food in general, and also just the restaurant, Todd. I mean, I was really impressed with how it operates. It's a huge space. You guys have outdoor seating. Tell people a little bit about the vibe at Moby Dick's.
Well, we're a New England clam shack, but we try to make it a little bit different. We work very hard to find really wonderful people with great character who like to work in the hospitality business, and we bring staff in from all over the country and even some from overseas, and we encourage them to interact with our customers. And it isn't just about the food. I mean, you know, we are a simple clam shack, but we buy the best we can. But it's more than just the food. It's the experience. And you know, we want our staff, we want our customers to come in and just have a fabulous time. So, and just have a great experience. It's all about the experience.
If people want to get a Moby Dick's gift card, and I'm warning you guys right now, I'm putting this on my show, Grace's Goodies. It's at gracecurlyshow.com. Click on the store. But once we trickle into Howie's show, if he gets the chance to announce this to his audience, they will be sold out very quickly. So if you're on gracecurlyshow.com right now, you can get this. Todd, I have to say, Will looked at me a few days ago and I had a Moby Dick shirt on, and he said, oh yeah, are we going to get to go back to that place? And I said, I'll talk to Todd. I think he might make it happen.
Yes, please come down. It was great to meet you guys last summer, and I hope you'll be coming out this way very soon.
So what are, Todd, tell us a little bit, what are some people's favorites? Like, what are the dishes? I know that people love fried food, especially fried seafood, but what do you think is the most popular dish?
Lobster rolls.
Ugh.
And we use claw knuckle, no fillers, no celery, no onions, just a touch of mayo on a soft toasted roll. Huge clam chowder, lobster bisque. We do a seafood gumbo, very, very popular. Fish and chips, we do grilled seafood, lobster, Chatham steamers, mussels from Orleans are absolutely gorgeous. We buy local when we can. Most of the seafood we get is delivered 7 days a week. We just buy the best we can and try and make it a great experience.
Yeah, no, and it is a great experience. And what I'd really say, Todd, is it's quintessential Cape Cod. I mean, you really feel like you're getting the full Cape Cod experience when you check out Moby Dick's. It's a great place for families. When I went, you know, there's tables full of kids and families and just having a great time. Guys, GraceCurlyShow.com. Get these gift cards quickly. They're going to go very, very fast. GraceCurlyShow.com. Thank you, Todd Barry. I can't wait to see you this summer.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
If you missed the last segment, I was talking to Todd Barry from Moby Dicks. We have a Grace's Goodies right now at GraceCurlyShow.com. You can get a gift card worth $50 for half off. All you pay is $25 for Moby Dicks and Wellfleet. And I'm telling you guys, these are going to go very fast. I'm actually a little nervous. They might already be gone, but I think there's a few left. So go to GraceCurlyShow.com. I cannot wait to go there this summer. I'm already planning out my weekend, which weekend I'm going to go, what I'm going to get. I just cannot wait. All right, so we have an update. Well, first, Jared, we got to break this down because people might be just tuning in and we want them to have the full idea of what we're discussing. Joe Biden gave a commencement speech today and it went just about as well as you'd expect. He made a joke, and when he did not get the kind of hyena laughter that he's used to from the mainstream media, the kind of soundtrack, the laugh track that goes with him everywhere, you know, when he says, I'm going to run you over with my car, and they all go, oh my gosh, Joe, you kill us. You're too good. You're too funny, man. When he doesn't get that from, you know, normal people, people who aren't deranged, he panics and he gets angry. You know, that's when you see a short fuse. So he made a joke. He did not get the laughs he expected. And he got angry. Cut 9.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you?
Now, I know what you guys are thinking. That's not very nice. You know, you don't get the laughs you want and you start getting angry. I mean, most performers are used to a little bit of heckling. Every once in a while, the VIPs here won't laugh at my jokes. I don't look at them and go, damn, you're a bunch of boring people. You just kind of roll with it. But we should know that this is not Biden's style. He does get angry because, as you guys probably remember, at one point, he wasn't calling his audience a dull class. He was actually calling them stupid bastards. This is cut 14.
I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Now, here's an idea. Maybe it's not that the people listening to him are dull or stupid or even bastards. Maybe he's just not that funny. Maybe he's not delivering the material to its full potential. But it gets even better. I'm sure when you heard that joke that he made today, you thought that he was the first man in 1,000 generations to make that joke. Unfortunately, it's been lifted. That's right. If you're driving, pull over, because this might come as a shock to you. Joe Biden stole the joke from Dick Cheney. Maybe it was on purpose. Maybe it was a little bit of a hat tip to the Cheney family after all they've done for Joe Biden. But Vice President Dick Cheney quoted the same line properly this time. This is from the Washington Examiner. Oh, no, the Liberty Daily. Back in 2008, at the same Coast Guard Academy commencement ceremony, according to the transcript from the speech, he was met with applause following the quote. We can assume, based on Biden's track record on plagiarizing past speeches, that he pulled his quote from that speech and expected the same applause that Dick Cheney received. At the 2008 ceremony, Cheney said, there's a saying in your line of work that the U.S. Coast Guard is the hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in times of war. And then there was applause. Then he said, I'm not sure what the Navy thinks of that. And then there was laughter. To be fair, that audience probably understood more what was happening when Dick Cheney said it.
Well, there was the correct amount of participles, verbs,
pauses. Timing is key with these kind of things. But
the words were in the right order.
It's insane that you gotta hope sometimes when you give a speech, if you've got a joke in there, you gotta hope it lands. And if it doesn't land, you gotta eat it. I mean, that's how it goes. You gotta just take the loss and move on. You can't start lashing out at the people. You jerks! That was funny. That was my funniest one. You're just a laugh. Gets kind of sad when you get to that point. But we're not done with the best of hits here because Joe Biden kept talking. Let's go to cut 12.
This is particularly important in this moment of accelerating global challenges, hybrid threats that don't stop at our border.
They definitely don't stop at our border. Nobody stops anything at our border. They are waved on through. They are accommodated.
And what are these hybrid threats? Are we talking like hybrid vehicles? Are we talking manual? Like, what kind of hybrid are we talking about here?
Honestly, you want to talk about a hybrid vehicle threat? Joe Biden behind the wheel is one. He's threatening to run people over. In case anyone missed that, we should probably play that as well, because that's one of my, it's going to go down as one of my all-time favorite cuts. And it's been a while since I've played this game, but I like to play it once a week, which is, can you imagine, maybe we can make this into like a game show thing. Imagine if Trump said it. Cut 4.
Okay, I'm just going to step on it. I'll come off at 80 miles an hour. You'll see what it is, okay? You ready?
Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive away?
No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing. Okay, here we go. You ready?
See it, sir.
You ready?
And I just want to say, is the same woman who he threatened to run over the one who said, let's see it, sir?
Yes.
Yikes.
They are
you no shame? The guy just threatened to plow you down.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Aren't you embarrassed? Can you take a beat off of the butt kissing and register the fact that he just threatened to run you down this vehicle? Again, I'm not saying I'm offended by it. He said he was just teasing. But the level of fawning and just the benefit of the doubt this guy gets, if this were Trump, not only would it be on every headline, but it would be he's unfit to serve, he's dangerous, he's threatening reporters, he's in charge of the nuclear codes, which was always kind of a thing they would toss in there. He's a male chauvinistic pig who threatens to run down female reporters with a vehicle. But when it's Joe Biden, it's like, ugh, there he goes again, that crazy SOB.
Oh, Uncle Joe with his folksy vehicular homicide.
I find that the more concerning part is how impressed they are that he's pressing the gas. Like, they literally, it's like when a baby first learns to walk and everyone's like, yay!
Oh, President Joe's making the proud noise.
Did you get it on camera? Did somebody get it on camera? He just took his first step. We got it. Okay, good. Send it in the group chat. Yikes. The bar, I would say the bar is low, but it's non-existent at this point. All right, so back to these cuts. At one point, he mentions the Galapagos Islands, which I'm going to be honest. I don't try to front here at the Grace Curley Show. Pronunciation is not my thing either. So I don't even like to poke fun too much at Joe because probably within seconds, I will make a mistake myself. But I know my weaknesses, and so I know what to steer clear of. Occasionally, I'll swap out certain words because I'm like, that one feels like a bugaboo. I'm going to mess that up. We had it today, Jared. What was the poll? Trafalgar. But hey, it got dicey there for a minute. But Joe and his speech writers, which I'm assuming someone wrote the speech. I know that
Dick Cheney wrote this speech.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I never thought I'd see the day where Dick Cheney was writing Joe Biden's speeches, but hey, 2021, man, crazier things. But yeah, somebody wrote this and helped Dick Cheney write this speech for Joe Biden and thought that putting this in was going to go well. It's got to be, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but who's ever contributing.
Oh, I'm sure it's a woman. He only hires women.
We hired a woman. Whoever is the person who is putting in Galapagos or numbers or names. I mean, the one I go back to is text 0003000. Whoever that person is, I'm telling the Biden administration something right now. Jen Psaki, I'm looking at you. You have a saboteur. You have a saboteur in the administration. Someone is trying to make this guy completely unravel on the world stage. And they're succeeding. Cut 13.
Which is why we sent the U.S. Coast Guard, Qatar, Berdov, to partner with Ecuador last summer to disrupt and deter a Chinese distant water fleet operating near the Galapagos Islands.
Who is the saboteur? Who is the mole? Who is putting these words in there? And can I just say again, this is a commencement speech. Like, they could have sent him out with, "May your dreams sail as high as your hats. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Well, they couldn't say that because I think it's Dr. Seuss. And, you know, hiss, hiss, boo, Dr. Seuss, racist. But they could have sent him out with really generic, bland stuff. And they have him talking about hybrid threats, environmental security, the Galapagos, or as he likes to call it, the Galapagos Islands. I don't understand.
And even more subtle, at the beginning of the clip, a cutter is a type of Coast Guard ship. So listen to him trying to say the name of the ship.
Which is why we sent the U.S. Coast Guard, Qatar, Berdov, to partner with.
The U.S. Qatar Berdov is actually how that should have been said.
Oh, see, there's so many things that a lot of them I miss. This is why you have to have a good producer, someone who can catch all of these subtleties in Biden's
speech. Thank you, G.I. Joe.
Let's try. Oh, and it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there.
No, it does not.
Jared, do you agree with me that there's a saboteur?
There has to be. And I just have to say, having worked on several shows, I have not gotten along with all of my hosts that I've worked with. I've always been professional, and they have always been professional with me. But we have not always gotten along, and there were on occasion where if I was having a bad day, I just say, like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to get this guy's name wrong and feed the host.
You do a Ron Burgundy.
Yes, I would absolutely Ron Burgundy them that way. But
that explains a lot.
But, I mean, it's got to be.
That explains why Jared gave me the Trafalgar poll today.
Yes.
He was like, make sure you read this on air and make sure you say the name of the pollster.
Trafalgar.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's definitely a saboteur, and I think it's going to be like a case of anonymous, where we're going to have to figure out what high-ranking Biden official is telling him to talk about hybrid threats, and I have to hear this one, cut 14.
You have to face down harassment of Iranian fast attack boats.
Iranian.
Oh, we learned something new here.
I think he meant Iraqi.
Oh, now this one, you must have typed this in wrong. There's no way that this is what it actually is. Cut 15.
We have to make sure that women have the chance to succeed and thrive throughout their careers.
Throw up. That's what it sounded like. All right. Well, you know what? I think we've had our fun here with this commencement speech. Weird commencement speech. I mean, I know we just got snippets, but I don't know how anyone weaved all that together to create.
Let's clap for that, you stupid bastard.
I'm going to start using that from now on. You know, if I make a joke, if I'm at a party or something and people don't clap for that, you stupid bastards. Why not? Or just, I'll just start calling people dull. That's how you make friends, right?
If a caller doesn't agree with you, agree with me, you stupid bastard.
Yeah. Get on a landline, you stupid bastard. Your connection's bad. Clap for me. He really does sound like a king or something. You know what I mean? Laugh. He's like King Henry VIII. Laugh and bring me a turkey leg. I'm the funniest man in the kingdom. Yikes. So, all right, we're done, though. I promise we're done with Joe Biden. I see you guys on the phone lines. We're going to take calls. 844-500-4242. What's your favorite Biden cut of the day? Is it Haranian? Is it Galapos? Is it hybrid threats? Or is it athletics? We will be back on the other side. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Mayor Passaro.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jared, do we have to do the poll question? All right, today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again from the MAGA Dark Roast to their Drain the Swamp Medium Roast. Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. It's covfefe.com. The real test of any coffee is if Howie Carr enjoys it, because he is a black coffee connoisseur, and he has been drinking Covfefe since he returned. He absolutely loves it. It's delicious, it's bold, and everyone should check it out. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Which of these going off the air would make you the happiest? Brian Stelter, Jimmy Kimmel, the NBA, or the Oscars?
I'm still going to go with Stelter.
Stelter is only polling at 25%.
Kimmel, did Kimmel take the lead?
Kimmel is ahead of him at 26%, but in the lead at 32%, the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, I think that would make everyone happy. I mean, especially with their relationship with China, it would be nice to see, you know, LeBron James and Mark Cuban and all the China government apologists have to realize that nobody watches them anymore.
LeBron James may miss the playoffs tonight. He's in the play-in game that they're doing now. So if he loses tonight, he's out of the playoffs.
And if no one watches, will anyone know either way? Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was just calling. Did you hear about New Hampshire Governor Sununu is giving people $500 to go back to work part-time and $1,000 full-time?
I've heard of this this idea, because I think it's being floated in a couple different red states. What do you think of the idea, Dave? I think it makes sense to incentivize people to go back to work.
I'm kind of upset. I mean, I could have stayed home and collect unemployment and made more money. And I mean, I worked through this whole pandemic every day, put my neck on the line, paid my taxes. What do I get?
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
It seems unfair.
Yeah, but I think that the problem here is that if we keep giving out more in unemployment than we do for people going back to work, you're never going to get people off their couches. But if you can give them a little incentive, then that might help. I know what you're saying, though. It's kind of like if you get your vaccine before they offered the free donut, and then now they're offering a free donut. Where's my free donut? I know it's more serious than that, but I'm just using the analogy. Bruce, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, so Haran.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I'm so psyched about that. No. Remember when they came up on us when we weren't even an Iranian...
All right, Bruce. Sorry, we're not going to have enough time. That was my bad, but we will get to more Sean Spicer coming up in the next hour. This is the Grace Curley Show.